Welcome to Hour of Hope. A big shout out to Ray in Accutan. I hope you're having a wonderful day and ready to praise the Lord and focus on the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. May God richly bless you and renew your hope this day as you're listening to the Hour of Hope. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Broman. Let's get to it as we sing Amazing Grace. You have not heard of Crowder before. He's a contemporary artist, Christian artist. He has a huge beard, looks like some of the Duck Dynasty clan. He plays all kinds of instruments, a little more heavy. I did hear him once and it was pretty loud. But today we are going to enjoy some of his great music of praise to God. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you love Jesus Christ? I hope you do so much. Again, I'm Matthew Broman. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church. I have a couple of YouTube channels, By the Bible and End Times Prophecies, where I explain what the Bible says about end time prophecies. You are so blessed that you know and live in a time when it gets closer to Jesus Christ's return. I trust that you have believed in him and trust him. Before we get started, though, really get started, why don't I open in prayer, and then let's listen to Crowder talk about one of his favorite or one of his most popular songs, I Am. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this time to worship you and praise you. I thank you for people like Ray in Accutane and others that listen and bless them so much. Lord, you are good. You are merciful. Be with us this day. And if anybody doesn't know you, they come to know you on this wonderful episode. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's no space that his love can't reach.
So, my name is David Crowder, and I'm thrilled to announce that we have a new single coming out under the name Crowder, which is very different than where we were in the past. Now it's just Crowder, and it's a new group of people. The title of the record that'll be released in February is Neon Steeple. And you can kind of tell what you're getting into as far as the sound of things goes. It's like porch meets computer, porch music and computer music all in one place at the same time. And we have a brand new single that'll be a little hint of what's gonna be coming in February, and it's titled I Am. And I had the privilege of writing with a guy by the name of Ed Cash, and went out to his studio. It's in his house outside of Franklin, Tennessee, with beautiful rolling hills, very pastoral, green pasture out the window with hay bales laying in the lawn. It was just glorious to look outside. And so I brought this idea to Ed. I said, listen, I want to, the name of God when it's revealed seems like a big moment in history. And he says, I am. And that it evokes the idea of presence, of being, like in his name is presence. And for me, that is one of the greatest hopes of the Christian faith, that no matter where you are in life, you live and breathe in the very presence of God. And he has given access to himself. The creator of the universe has given access to us. And that's gorgeous. But so many times I forget about that, and I need to be realigned to that reality. But I know how I feel when stuff's going on and life's difficult. I feel like I'm clinging on to this hope that this is true, that when he reveals himself, says his name, and then further reveals himself, sends his son Emmanuel, God with us, that idea, that thing is what I hold to. And so the chorus of the song is, I am holding on to you. And the brilliance, I think, about relationship with the divine is that we find that in these moments when we feel like the desperation, this clinging, we hold to this hope, we find that he's actually holding us in his hands much more intensely than we could hope or dream. And so it was immediately, the thing started flowing. Ed just, we got onto this. He kept talking about these guys that had just left. He had a group of Ugandan orphans at his house down in the basement recording music for a few days right before I'd gotten there, and he just couldn't quit talking about the sparkle and the light in their eyes, the smiles they had when they're singing and talking about Jesus. And to see these kids coming from the circumstances they're coming from and still hold on to this hope, and you just see rescue in their face, he couldn't quit talking about it. And so that led us into the first verse where it's, take me in with your arms spread wide, take me in like an orphan child. And that's us. I mean, we're a displaced people, and to have the divine wrap his arms around us and hold to us as we hold to him is just a beautiful thought. So I really hope this song is as meaningful to you as it was to me and Ed as we sat with these ideas in that room together.
There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. Take me in with your arms spread wide. Take me in like an orphan child. Never let go, never leave my side. This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run. This is my resurrection song. This is my hallelujah come. This is why it's to you I run. There's no space that his love can't reach. There's no place where we can't find peace. There's no end to amazing grace. I am holding on to you. I am holding on to you. In the middle of the storm, I am holding on. I am.
Having a very good day today. We're going to be studying in our Bible study in John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Be sure and turn to that. We're going to do an incredible meditation on Jesus's arrest as we move into, they call it the Passion Time, or the time of Jesus Christ's crucifixion. That's right. We're in John chapter 18. But before we go on, I want to play a little bit more Crowder. These are songs that are exciting and energetic. I think if you're listening, Ray, you would enjoy these music. I told him I would give a shout out to him. He's over in Acutana. If you see me, I'd love to hear if you're listening, just so I know. And I'm just thankful anybody listens and is blessed by this program. We pray that you will be encouraged. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is mathewroman@gmail.com, or just stop on over in Acutana at Safe Harbor Church. Have a good day. And let's continue as we are praising the Lord with Crowder. This was actually recorded this year. So this is fairly fresh a couple weeks ago in 2026. I hope you're having the best year ever.
Left in us for the evening. Do we have a little bit of rowdy left among us tonight? Okay. We have brought the technology for this next song. Got something to do. This is a foot stomping, hand clapping type get together. This is a song we're going to old school. This is a song I Saw the Light by Hank Whitney Sr. Let's have a good hold down among us tonight. Let's have a good hold down.
No more night. Now
Takes me down and I breathe here no more. This anthem will sound on that eternal shore, and I'll join with the angels in heaven on high, singing praise the Lord, He is alive. You feel Him shine on you? Can you feel Him shine on you now? Oh. Can you feel Him shine on you? Oh. Can you feel Him shine on, shine on, shine on, shine on? God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love. He will never forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior's name. Because He the living just because He lives. And in one day I'll cross that river. I'll fly. because he lives, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
That Jesus Christ lives. That's, if you know that, then you can live. You may be sitting there in the mold, in the mud of your own mess, but guess what? Jesus Christ can pick you up if you trust him. If you're listening right now, I'm talking across this wonderful radio station, you want to see Jesus change your life, I invite you to ask God. What? Say a little prayer. Yeah, I mean, not a flowery prayer. I mean, just say, God, I'm a mess. Clean me up. And guess what? He'll do that. If you're sincere and you're really seeking, he says, asking you, that, you know, knock on the door. I mean, it's going to happen. If you sincerely want God to change your life, he will, but you can't do it. It's got to be through Jesus Christ. One of the most famous songs by Crowder we're going to listen to now, the message of the song speaks for itself. Are you ready to go? You still out there, Ray, in Accutane? This is kind of the Ray shout-out segment. I was just so excited to hear. Maybe Vera's listening over there in Accutane. I don't know who else. But wherever you're at, I'm just glad you're listening. But let's listen to one more song before we get into our Bible study, John 8, from Crowder.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted. Let rescue begin. Come find your mercy. Oh, sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens. Lay down your shame. All who are you're not.
Okay, so let's do our Bible study. Got your Bibles? If you need a Bible, email me, mathewroman@gmail.com. I will get you a Bible. We are in John 18. Jesus has just given his sermon. Let's jump right into it, shall we? When Jesus had spoken these things, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh hither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let those go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captains, officers of the Jews, took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first. For he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. God, as we get into this Bible study, bless those that are listening. Help us to learn so much about you and your suffering and have our lives changed when we're called to do the same because we know the one we've believed on. Again, thank you for your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Very, very powerful. Let's look at this for a minute and do a little meditation on Jesus. Jesus had just, as I mentioned, spoken words to the Father in a powerful prayer in John 17 and his men. The first thing I want you to notice about Jesus, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron. Now, Kidron is in Jerusalem. If you stand on the site where people stand that overlooks the old city of Jerusalem. There's a cemetery at the base of that valley, and then there's the Lion's Gate. And that's called the Kidron Valley. The Kidron Valley is important, but I want you to remember one thing about what that word actually means, dark, turbid, muddy. So I want you to think about that. Jesus crosses over this dark, just yucky valley. And I don't think it's a stretch to say that's a metaphor for what he was getting ready to do. He's ready to cross this incredible dark valley called the cross and the suffering and all that's involved in it. Next, you'll notice something else. As he crosses over with his disciples, Judas also, now Judas has been with him 3 years. The last we saw Judas was over here in chapter 13. Verse number 26. He it is to whom I shall give a sup when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sup, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sup, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto them. So some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sup, went immediately out, and it was night. So Judas goes out from Jesus and the other disciples to make a deal and betray him. And I commented at the time, that's such a ominous verse. It was night. It was dark. Now we see Judas show up, but this time he shows up with who? A band would have been about 200 people, and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, so it's kind of a who's who of Jewish leaders, cometh hither with lanterns and torches and weapons. They're coming aggressively to arrest Jesus. Let that sink in for a minute. Jesus has openly worked amongst the people. Jesus said, they knew exactly who Jesus was, but now these leaders show up. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at that. In that text, this is Jesus, a man of peace, but they couldn't stand it. They were jealous of him, his people. And it goes back to John 1, and his own did not receive him. John 1, turn to John 1 if you're watching. I hope you'll get a Bible and follow along. You could learn the Bible during this time, because I try to always give you the text we're going to study so that you can open up your Bible and find it on your own. If you're somebody who's not really gotten into the Bible, you can look in the table of contents. So when I say John, find the Gospel of John. There's John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation he wrote. This is the Gospel of John. When people give the number, the first number is the chapter, the big letter. And after that comes verses. So when I said John 18, you can find John 18. So let's get back to our story, Judas. It says there was a man, he was, verse 1-8, he was not the light, was sent to bear witness of that light, that's John the Baptist, not the writer of this, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And so, think about that. So he shows up with these people. I mean, it's ominous force. Now, notice the next thing about Jesus. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him. He knew what was going to happen. He'd known it from the beginning. Some of the places he referenced, John 6:64, he knows who doesn't believe. He knew in 6:70, as early as that, that Judas is of the devil. He knew about the temple, that he was going to be just killed and 3 days rise from the dead. Jesus knew what was going to happen. What would you do if you knew? If you knew you were going to die, if you stepped out of your house, would you step out of your house? Jesus knew he was going to die, and he knew that's part of God's plan. So what does he do? He goes to follow what God says. I know all things. And he went forth. You want a powerful verse of what it means to obey God? Putting aside, he's fully God, he's fully man, but he was tempted as every way as we are, yet was without sin. Here's the point. He knows exactly what God's plan is. He knows what they're going to do to him, but he goes forth. And then he said unto them, whom seek ye? Well, that comes back to John 1:38. When they are looking for him, John the Baptist's disciples, then Jesus turned and saw them following, saith unto him, what seek ye? And the idea of, he sits there and he says it even really twice, whom seek ye, verse 7, whom seek ye? Wow, who are you looking for? Then they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. Remember in John, if you've been with me, he says many I am statements. They're showing who he is. He says, I am he, the great I am, God Almighty. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. He was going to be one of the ones that testified against Jesus, the chief witness against Jesus. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell. They fall back because he has the power. This is not somebody that chooses to lay down. This is somebody, I mean, this is not somebody that they were forced to kill him. This is somebody that laid down his power. He had power. They fall back under his might. But yet he had the power. And it goes up, they fall down. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. So again, he asked them, like, who are you really looking for? They answer, and then Jesus answered, I've told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let those go their way. He tells them to let the men go. That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, have I lost none. That comes from his prayer in the previous chapter. He was praying that he prayed protection from them. Now look at the next thing. If you're attacked, generally what do? Defend yourself. Look what it says. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So this servant had Peter slices off his ear. We know in another gospel that Jesus heals the servant. Now look at what Jesus says. We're not about revenge. What does he say? Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into. He's like, put that away, Peter. I've got to drink the cup that the Father's given me. But we can identify with that. Many times following God is not easy. Many times following God is challenging. But you know what? We can do just like Jesus and look to him for strength and follow him. And we should. He says, I haven't lost anybody. I've got to take this cup, Peter, that the Father's given me. Never mistake that many times trials and difficulties means you're in God's will. And then we finish up where he allows himself to be arrested. Then the band and the captain's officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. And then they lead him to these people, which we'll pick up there next week. If you are suffering for Christ, don't run from that. Embrace that, because you're embracing the very heart of who Jesus Christ is. And if you're somebody who says, nobody can relate to what I'm going through, well, Jesus can. You just saw, you need to line, you knew what Jesus did. You need to line your life up with God's plan, follow him, and make the hard commitment to follow him, even if it's not easy. There's nothing easy about what we just saw. There's nothing, well, that's not painful, but it is the reality of Christ. We've got so much more on his passion. How are you doing out there? I hope well. I hope you're blessed. Before we listen to a couple more songs, I'm going to start to try to be faithful every radio program at the end to give you a Christian comedian just to get you out with some laughter. Let me ask you a very pointed question. Have you believed in Christ? Would you have been one of the ones that betrayed him? Where would you have been in the story? Would you have been the disciples or with him? They're actually going to turn on him and run. Or would you have been the people who didn't like his message? Well, let me tell you something. Jesus wants you to answer the question, whom seek ye? Is it just Jesus of Nazareth, or is he so much more? He is the great I am, the great God of the universe. If you're that person that knows I'm talking to you, I want you to pray with me right now. Say, Lord, I pray, say, Lord, I believe you are the great I am. I believe you're God, and I want to seek you. Please be with me in a special way. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. I can't count the times I've called your name some broken night. And you showed up and patched me up like you do every time.
when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noon time. Love him when the sun goes down. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me. Praising your name no matter what comes. Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs. Tell me, is he good? Tell me, is he God? He is good God Almighty. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down.
I've been held by the Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to that river. Oh, and I ain't the same, a prodigal return. In Jesus, thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood.
I'm no stranger to prison. I've worn shackles and chains. I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, oh, my sins are forgiven. Oh, oh, I've been washed by the blood. Oh, there's a kind of thing that is breaks on me. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord. But he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. So I say, oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. It's gone, yes. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood. Oh, I've been washed by the
You have a great week. And again, I want to give a very special shout out to Ray. I hope you have heard your name many times. Thank you so much. Be praying for one another. We're going to finish out with a great Christian comedian named Michael Jr. You can M-I-C-H-A-E-L and then Jr. J-R period. I hope that you've been also encouraged with the reality of who Jesus is, and I'm so thankful again that you listened to this program. Let other people know about it. A lot of people still in the borough and the islands do not realize that they have a wonderful public radio station, so be sure and let them know. Have a great week. I'll talk to you later. be blessed. Remember Jesus. In Jesus, there's always hope. Look to him. Been Pastor Matthew Broman of Safe Harbor Church in Accutane, Alaska. Be blessed and encouraged. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and he loves you and died for you and rose from dead. Trust him today. He will change your life. Bye.
So, I have a theory about dog names. This is a theory. I'm not saying this theory is 100%. Just letting you know it's a theory I have about dog names. We're going to check the theory right here in your city. We're going to just check the theory. I don't know for sure. So, here's my theory. It seems like my white friends, when I talk about my white friends, I'm including the white people in this room. It seems like my white friends, most of the time, give their dogs human names. Black people, not so much. I could be wrong. I don't know. Just find out. If you're a white person, you have a dog, raise your hand. If you're a white person with a dog, cool. I'd like to talk to this lady right here with a stripe. She got a striped shirt on, blue jeans. Yeah, yeah. Can you give her the microphone? Cool. Yeah, she got a mic for you so everybody can hear you. What is your name?
Angela.
Angela, cool. First of all, Angela, what kind of dog do you have?
She is a Shibu Inu.
Shibu Indian. Okay, we're on the right track already. We're on the right track. Yeah, that is not a black dog. That's not a black dog. And what is your dog's name?
Haley.
Thanks for playing along. Thanks for playing along. I need another white person with a dog. I'm looking for another white person with a dog. Yes, you gotta go give her the mic. You can give her the microphone. Cool. And what is your name?
Laurie.
And what kind of dog do you have?
Well, I have a border terrier.
Okay, cool. Did you get him on the border?
No.
And. Your laugh is amazing, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. That little at the end, that's pretty awesome. Okay, and what is your dog's name?
Caleb.
Thanks for playing along. I need another white person with a dog. I'm looking for another white person with a dog. There's a little girl with her hand up. Let me explain something to you. First of all, you don't have a dog. Yeah. Your parents have a dog. You have a furry roommate. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How much does dog food cost? Oh, you don't know, do you? Yeah. You know why? Because you don't got a dog. Cool. Looking for another white person with a dog. I'm going to go to this guy right here. Awesome. And what is your name, sir?
Jim.
Jim?
Yes.
People always talk about going to you. Do they show up?
Mostly the out of shape ones, but anyway.
I'm going to do the jokes, man. Let me see if I got this right. You came to the comedy show with your own jokes. You don't go to Starbucks with some coffee grounds in your pocket, do you? I just need sugar. That's all I need. All right, Jim, what kind of dog do you have?
A Weimaraner.
I'm sorry, what happened? You said, why am I running? Who are you, the police right now? I don't understand what just happened. That brother just broke down and said, why am I running? You're not running right now. We were just talking about people going to the gym. Maybe they need to run. I don't know what's going on with you right now. All right, and what kind of dog? You said it's a Weimar?
A Weimaraner.
Okay. Raise your hand if you know what a Weimaraner is. Cool. Look at the complexion of the hands right now. I'm going to point that out. Did you see that? Did you see it? The whole room got brighter. Did you see it? Okay. And what is your dog's name?
Tobias Odendahl von Bern.
Does your dog have a job or something? Your dog got a social security number, don't it? Let's check the other half of the theory. I need a black person with a dog. First of all, notice how many hands are not going up. I'm going to point that out real quick. Notice how many hands are not going up. Okay, cool, cool. I'm gonna go with that sister right there. I'm gonna go with that. Is that okay? Can y'all get her? Is it too right there? No, you gotta keep your hand up. Yeah, with the stripes right there. Cool, cool, cool. Pass the mic down to her. You can tell this is completely unrehearsed. I just want to throw that out there. They would have already had mics. Just jumped up. Hello. Cool. And what is your name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Where'd you get your dog from?
My sister. She brought it home, and it looks like Wishbone.
So she brought the dog. So you didn't pay no money for the dog. That's the point, right? That's what I'm saying right there. Okay. Okay. All right. And what kind of dog is it? What kind of dog is it?
It looks like Wishbone. So I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. What is your dog's name?
Coco.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm saying right there. That's a black dog. That is a black dog. She don't know where it came from. She don't know what kind of dog it is. She just named it Coco. That is so awesome. All right, I'm gonna go with one more brother. I need a black person with a dog. One more. I want a brother with a dog. A black person with a dog. Yeah, a brother right there. Right. You could. Yeah, right. Boom. There he is. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Yeah. What's your name?
It's Brandon.
Brandon. Cool. Cool. Well, what kind of dog do you have, Brandon?
I have a pit mix.
Pit mix. That's what I'm talking about. A pit mutt. Okay. And what is your dog's name?
Coco.
Coco. When was the last time you saw your dog? She don't even know when she's seen that dog last. Did Coco look like a wishbone? Here's the thing. When you give your dog a human name, like Marvin, you spend more money on the dog. You at the vet talking about some, man, it's like, it's gonna be $2,000 to fix Marvin. $2,000 for Marvin? That's my buddy, man. No problem. Here you go. Try this out. It's going to be $1,500 for Peanut. $1,500 for a Peanut? Man, you can keep that Peanut, man. I will get me another Peanut somewhere else. I don't need that Peanut, man. It's just easier to let go. That was dope. So that stuff never gets old to me. So I was doing a joke one time, right? And I got to the part where I said, I need a black person with a dog, right? And no black people in the whole room had a dog. Like, nobody for real. So I said, anybody used to have a dog? And his brother raised his hand. I was like, what happened to your dog? He said, he died. I was like, well, what happened? And for real, he said, he just woke up dead. What are you talking about right now?